I'm sorry, Lannis, but this girl is not the one. In a nutshell, she simply will not do. The High Council member looked down her long nose and sniffed. Again, Carrie, why are you so quick to veto every girl I present? Is it me, or is there some other reason you insist on being so difficult? Besides the fact you used to be the old king's lover. It's annoying enough that you object, but throwing human phrases at me too? Pray tell, what in the two sons of Galaxa do nuts have to do with finding the king an appropriate mate? Carrie smirked at the sour expression on the woman's face. Nuts have everything to do with choosing a mate, Lanny baby. And if you don't understand, then it has been way too long since you got any. The older counselor's lips puckered like she sucked on a lemon. Watch your tone, miss. I'm still the senior elder at this table, and haven't I told you 1,000 times not to call me that ridiculous name? Your time on Earth did you a disservice, regardless of what Vander thinks. How you ended up on this council is beyond me. Carrie shrugged again. You answered your own question, Lannis. My time on Earth expanded my view, and Vander agrees. Galaxa is a warrior planet, and it could use a little enlightenment. As to my being on this council, Vander wanted a voice of reason among the kiss-ass bootlickers too afraid to change the status quo. This unwillingness to change is part of the reason Galaxa is in its current state. We need new blood, Lannis. And importing females from Nova Aurora is not the answer. We have a shared lineage with them, and that makes them susceptible to whatever is killing our women here. And you really think you alone can sway the entire council? Carrie considered the High Elder and the doubt in her silver eyes. Possibly. I made a difference in Vander's life before, and no one can deny it. You forget, I was more than just Vander's father's lover. I was his maîtresse en titre when he was king, and Vander's governess. I'll know when the girl is right for my boy. Lannis lifted her chin. The king is not your boy, and just because you were his father's mistress after Vander's poor mother died doesn't give you the right to veto every woman I bring before this council. I personally chose this girl from one of the best families in Nova Aurora, and she comes with an enormous dowry. It doesn't matter. She has no shine. Lannis threw a hand in the air. Shine? Is that another pretty human phrase? With a sigh, Carrie shook her head. No, it means she doesn't have what it takes to awaken the Xenos in Vander. Her eyes met Lannis's and softened. The girl you chose is beautiful, Lanny. Regal, even, but she doesn't possess that certain something to stir what's necessary in our king. I have no doubt she could stir lust in any man, but that's not our aim. We need a mate for Vander, a true mate, not a playmate. Lannis exhaled, lifting her hand in surrender. 15 girls, Carrie, and you found fault with each and every one. I give up. I'm exhausted. The older woman sat on the council bench. Carrie plopped down next to her elder and pushed her long silver hair from her shoulder. It was the same flaw in all of them, Lanny. They were all missing that one vital ingredient. The High Counselor sighed. I wish you could explain yourself, Carrie, because Lord knows I haven't a clue what you're talking about. Vander is special, Lannis. It's in his eyes and how they glow with power. It's as if the Xenos is seething below the surface of his skin, just waiting for the right one to free it from inner captivity. It's close. The woman he takes for his mate must be strong enough to tame the animal within the king and share its wild nature. It is the same for all our warriors. We need help.